Marketing Show. This week we have a special guest joining us live in the studio, and yes, we have a different set. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Liz Gray is with the Lawrence Kinlan School of Business, which is part of Fanshawe College here in London, Ontario, Canada, and her area of expertise is digital marketing, but more specifically on the SEO, search engine optimization, and Google Ads side. So we're going to sort of specifically address those issues in our questions today. It's fun to have someone in the studio other than Rick to interact with. The first question is trends. So obviously digital marketing, you're really immersed in that industry. So what are you seeing for trends? And knowing that our audience are SMBs, so small to medium-sized businesses, are there any opportunities that they might be missing out on?
Yeah, I think a lot of organizations today still try to use their websites to rank on search engines for their core terms that are related to their products and services. So interior designer near me, interior designer San Francisco, those kind of words. But if your competition is doing that also, then it's like beating your head against a wall. Mm-hmm. So instead, what we're seeing happening is Google is rewarding those websites who are instead using their content to answer questions and solve problems that appeal to their target audience. So instead of creating pages of content that are going after, you know, your traditional nomenclature that reflects what it is that you're selling, instead think about the questions that your audience has and create small chunks of consumable content that solves their problem, and you'll begin to rank for those terms. So for example, as an interior designer who is in the home of people looking to hire you, you would inevitably get lots of questions like, what kind of ceiling paint should I use? What's the difference between eggshell and matte? What is the best color of white for my trim? Each of those questions represents a small piece of content that you can create a page of content on your website. This shows Google that your website is constantly changing, constantly increasing in size, constantly has something new and relevant to look at. So when Google sends the spiders out to your website to crawl around and see what's new on your website, they're constantly discovering new pieces of
new
content.
Things. And then you get rewarded for that.
Exactly. And then you begin to rank for these terms, for these long tail terms like what's the best paint to use on my trim. And you begin to build authority with Google, and Google views you as the best website to answer all questions interior design related. And that will eventually have a spillover effect on your ability to rank for revenue generating terms like interior designer San Francisco or what have
right.
you. So instead of beating your head against a wall trying to outrank your competition for the same nomenclature, leave that game behind and begin to focus on creating a hub of information with your website. And that will appeal to the search engines and get you to rank eventually over time.
So we've had these conversations with a lot of our clients, and their question back is always, how relevant does the hub of information have to be to the service or product that we're providing? So for an example, like daylight savings, which is a topic that's coming up right now, and we might have, you know, somebody in the managed print service industry, and they want to potentially write a blog about checklist of things you should do in the office after or before daylight savings weekend. It's not really related to a service or a product that they provide per se, but it's still a question that potentially a customer might be asking.
Yeah, and I think you just said it at the end there. It's a great question. And so we need to not think about our products and services, but rather think about the audience and what are the problems that your audience is encountering and what can you do to create a piece of content that addresses those problems and issues. And then you have a win.
Yeah. And you hate the word blog.
I do hate the word blog because I've seen small business owners freeze. It's scary. It's unstructured. You don't know what to write about. You don't know whether people are going to care. So I like to throw that word out the window and instead think about hub of information, learning center, resource. Some people like to call it FAQ, although FAQ sometimes is more centered on the products and services.
Right.
I like learning hub instead. And then think about just simply answering the questions that you're already answering when you're face-to-face with your customers or when your customers are calling you. Simply put it into print or a video or a combination, however you think your customers want to absorb that content. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it becomes much more structured. You have a structured plan for content development because you're simply answering a series of questions. And so if you can dedicate a half an hour a week to answering one question every week in the form of print HTML on your website, then you are on the road to SEO success.
That's a really good advice. And you said just think of the top 10 questions that you get asked by your customers or clients on a daily basis and then answer them. Ask your sales reps if you don't know. Whoever's customer facing, those are the people that you want to speak to. I can't believe we're almost out of time, but really quickly, five things. You're training the up and coming digital marketing specialists of the future, the Z generation. What are five things, if you had to pick five or even three, that businesses should be looking for if they're hiring or they're insourcing their digital marketing and they want to hire a specialist or an account manager?
Yeah, you want to hire a digital marketer today. You want to be assured that this person is a lifelong learner because digital marketing is changing all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you need to hire somebody who's passionate about the subject and constantly reading and maintaining their knowledge in the area. Mm-hmm. Number two, you want to be relatively assured that the person has chosen their career wisely. And when I say that, I mean, digital marketing is not for everyone. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of analytics involved. There's a lot of computer time. And if the individual you're interviewing has not been exposed to the industry before in some kind of pseudo real way, they might not appreciate what it really entails.
That's a good point.
And so you want to be assured that, you know, through their training at college or university, they have had some hands-on experiential mm-hmm. learning, mm-hmm. Projects that they've worked on that exposes them to really day-to-day what it's like to be a digital marketer.
And you guys do that at Fanshawe quite a bit.
100%. We don't pretend at Fanshawe College.
No.
We spend real money. We have real clients. Everything that our students does is real so that when they get into industry, they can hit the ground mm-hmm. running. They've been exposed to all of the different platforms that they'll be using once they're in industry. And it's the best way to learn. And it's the best way for them to understand whether this is a career that is appealing to mm-hmm. them or not.
And there's certain pieces of it, I think, too, that you can kind of specialize in. There's the content development area. There's the analytical side. So eventually, when you do get experience, you might sort of hone in and say, this is sort of my area of expertise. But generally, out of the gate, you kind of have to know how to do all of it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
This is part one of part two, maybe part three with you, Liz, because I barely even got to past question one. And we're already out of time. If you have any questions or any show suggestions, you can always email us, engage@intucommunications.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to like it and comment it. Thank you so much for coming in, being our first live guest on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It was great. Next week, we're going to talk about the costs behind digital marketing. How much does digital marketing actually cost? We'll see you next week.